Step 3, Ugo Foscolo. A few kilometers after we leave Cernobbio, we find on our right the gate of a private villa, whose park is open to the public free of charge. When it is open, you can walk up the short slope that leads to Villa del Grumello and to its large garden, where there is the bust of a distinguished guest who walked by this place, the poet Ugo Foscolo. The bust was commissioned in 1884 by the Celesia family, who had taken over the property of Villa del Grumello from the Giovio family. On the base, there is a short excerpt of a long letter from the poet to Franceschina Giovio, daughter of the then owner of the villa, dated Borgovico, 19th of August, 1809, and considered one of the best examples of love letters from the Romantic period. In this letter, Foscolo tries to justify the impossibility of crowning the dream of love with a wedding. Returning one evening to Grumello and looking at the lake, the hills and the house where I had seen you for the first time, and thinking that I had to leave them soon, my desire to stay there forever did not distinguish you from the places. Maybe I was fooling myself, and the bitterness of leaving was about you only, and without me knowing. Nicolò Ugo Foscolo was born in Zakynthos on the 6th of February 1778, the son of Venetian physician Andrea and Diamantina Spathis of Greek origin. In 1785 the family moves to Split, following the profession of his father, who dies in 1788. In 1792 Foscolo and his mother move to Venice, where young Ugo attends the school of San Cipriano in Murano and the Marciana Library, getting to know some important intellectuals and literati of the time, including Melchiorre Cesarotti and Ippolito Pindemonte, as well as Isabella Teotocchi Albrizzi, with whom the poet falls in love. In these years begins Foscolo's poetic education, reading Greek, Latin and Italian classics, and discovering the thought of the Illuminists and Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Under the influence of Jacobin ideas, Foscolo also gets close to politics, fostering ideals of freedom and national independence. All this flows into his first literary texts, still influenced by classicism and Arcadia. In 1797, he stages in Venice his tragedy Thyestes, composed according to Alfierian style and modules. The play is successful, but its content paints the author under a negative light towards the Venetian government. Foscolo flees to Bologna, where he enlists in the Napoleonic army and publishes the ode to Bonaparte Liberator. The poet's convictions suffer a harsh backlash on the 17th of October 1797, when Napoleon, with the Treaty of Campoformio, surrenders Venice to Austria. Foscolo then self-exiles to Milan, where he meets Giuseppe Parini and Vincenzo Monti, and falls in love with the latter's wife. In 1798, he is in Bologna, where he enlists as a volunteer in the National Guard, earning in the following years the rank of captain because of the wounds suffered in some battles. In 1799, the first edition of The Last Letters of Jacopo Ortis gets published, contrary to the will of the author, because completed by Angelo Sassoli to get around the constraints of political censorship. Between 1800 and 1801, he has a love affair with Isabella Roncioni, who is his source of inspiration for the character of Teresa in the novel. In 1801, Foscolo returns to Milan, where he develops a romantic attachment with the noblewoman and intellectual Antonietta Fagnani Arese, to whom he will address in 1803 his Ode to the Healed Friend. In 1802, Foscolo completes The Last Letters of Jacopo Ortis, and in 1803 he publishes the edition of the poems in which the two odes and sonnets written in these years, including the most famous ones, come together. In 1804 the poet moves to France to serve under the Napoleonic army against England on the shores of the Channel. Here Foscolo translates from Greek the Iliad and from English the Sentimental Journey of Laurence Sterne, and he has a daughter with an English woman. In 1806, Foscolo returns to Venice after the fall of Austrian rule. Here he finds Cesarotti, Albrizzi and Pindemonte. From the conversations had during their stay and after the publication of the Edict of Saint-Cloud, Foscolo gets the inspiration for the poem De Sepolcri. From 1808, Foscolo teaches a class of eloquence at the University of Pavia, but the position is soon revoked due to the bad relations with the Napoleonic regime. The relationship between Foscolo and power worsens further in 1811 at the representation in Milan of the tragedy Ajax. Between 1812 and 1813, he lives between Bologna and Florence, working on a new tragedy and on the poem Of the Graces, and publishing the News around Didimo Chierico, an ironic and pseudo-autobiographical work that Foscolo had been composing for years. After Napoleon falls in 1814, and after the consequent return of the Austrians in Milan, Foscolo refuses to compromise with the Habsburg power, which would like to assign him the direction of a prestigious magazine, the Italian Library. On the night between March the 30th and 31st, the poet leaves Italy forever, crosses the border at Como, and takes refuge first in Switzerland and then in London from the September of 1816. The English years, perpetually tormented by economic strains, also because of the expensive lifestyle of the poet, see Foscolo get closer to his daughter Mary and devote himself to the activity of literary critic, with an important essay on the poetry of Petrarch and other interventions on Italian language and literature. After some judicial troubles for debts that lead him to jail, Foscolo retires near London. Here the poet, ill with dropsy, dies on September 10, 1827. In 1871, his ashes are transferred to the Basilica of Santa Croce in Florence. In order to find the connection between the great poet Ugo Foscolo and Villa del Grumello, it is necessary to talk about the previous owners, the Giovio family, and in particular Count Giovanni Battista. Foscolo, in fact, had a relationship with Franceschina, the youngest of the Count's daughters, to whom he dedicated some lines of the poem Of the Graces, in which he mentions the lake. As when more gay Euro causes on the dawn the quiet Lario, and to that susurration the helmsman sings, the near cheerfully lutes, and softly the flute grieves of young lovers and nymphs on the wandering gondolas, and from the shores the shepherd answers with his pipe, the horns rattle through the streets, terror of the cabriol, while in cadence from Lecco the mallet, tamer of bronze, thunders from the burning caverns, stupefied the fisherman hangs his nets and hears. Such a diffuse harp wanders through our valley, and while it rests, the rattler still hears the hills.